everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 642 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Hey, how you doing over there?
Hey, how you doing over there, buddy? What are you doing over there?
Come on. Friday.
Anyway, it's, I don't know if I said the time or not. I'm in a pill-induced haze, so it's 6:43. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
And as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR and tell them thank you for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer. That's right. They fix up your cars and they help you win stuff. It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, Ronnie Wood has provided more insight into the Rolling Stones' expanded reissue of their 1981 album, Tattoo You, which we first reported on earlier this month. He tells the Times that he and Mick Jagger have, quote, done 9 new tracks for the 40th anniversary edition.
Wow.
Comprised of outtakes from numerous recording sessions in the 70s, it contains one of the band's signature tracks, Start Me Up, which went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. The album hit number 1 on the Billboard 200. Other tracks on the album include Hang Fire, Little TNA, Neighbors, and Waiting on a Friend. This will be the 5th album in a series of expanded reissues following Exile on Main Street, Some Girls, Sticky Fingers, and Goat's Head Soup. No word on when the anniversary edition of Tattoo You will be released, but the good news is we're still getting more information out. It's not like they said, oh, hey, we're going to be working on this, and then they stopped working on it, and they just teased us with it, you know? So it's actually...
It's like how Tool teased us for like 13 years.
Oh, yeah. 14 years later, we finally got that new Tool album. But no, we will be getting... new Rolling Stones, or new old Rolling Stones, if you will, as long as Ronnie Wood's not lying to us at all at this point. But anyway, excited, very excited for that to come out. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, July 23rd, 1965, a fella by the name of Saul Hudson was born in the U.K., do you have any guess who Saul Hudson's stage name is or what it is?
He's on that show, Just Call Saul.
No, Better Call Saul. No, that's not right. Not at all. No, you know him as Slash.
Oh, really?
Yes. Slash's real name is Saul Hudson, but then he put on a top hat and, like Frosty the Snowman, made everyone happy across the world. That's what it is. That's what
put
it
the
is.
Hat on and came to life.
That's right.
Like
that's right.
Happy birthday.
There you go. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back with more.